I got the recorder on.
Okay, we've started the meeting in order. We need a roll call.
Straub?
Here.
Taylor?
Here.
Carter?
Here.
Pugh?
Here.
Michaels?
Present.
Sexton?
Here.
Coard?
Present. Need approval of the agenda and there's no agenda.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Straub.
Need approval of the minutes for April 5th.
We need a vote on that, Madam Chair.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for April 5th, 2023.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Taylor.
Any discussion? Seeing none. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay. Do we have any public participation?
Lots of public here.
I was going to say, you've brought in more public than we've ever seen.
He's on the agenda, yes.
Well, I would like to say something, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, seeing none.
Well, Samantha said she'd like to speak.
Communications.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I shouldn't have said public, okay.
You can be public right now.
Okay, well, I'll be a part of the public, because before I was blessed with this position to serve, I watched Ms. Coward in this community. And to see her acknowledged today, just, it warms my heart. And I'm thankful and proud to be able to serve with you. I'm thankful to have known you. And you have exemplified what strength looks like, what God-fearing looks like. I know sometimes as public servants, we feel as if, you know, it's all on us a lot. And then sometimes it's like, well, you know, are you going to be the one in your community to stand up and say something for the right and for the good of your community? And I think that is why you've been so blessed, because you are not just looking out for you, you're looking out for the community as a whole. So I'm thankful, so very thankful for your service to this community. And may God continue to bless you and your family.
Okay, any more participation from the public? Okay, seeing that, we go to communication. Any communication from the board?
No, just if this. Not, yeah, this is a monumental day, and it will always be very important to all of us as board members, not just the public. And I iterate what Samantha said too. I've served with you for probably 12 years, and it's been a pleasure. You're the best.
Okay, I'd like to say I thank God for putting me in this position. I never knew I'd be here this long. But I thank God, and I thank all the people, and Jeff and Steve for suggesting that I be honored with a room of my own. It's really touching. And I just want to say thank you, everybody that supported me. And thanks to the voters that kept electing me. And I just, you know, I'm just overwhelmed.
Good feeling.
Thank you.
Okay. Next thing on the agenda is the county and township motor fuel tax claim for April 2023. And I could.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Straub.
Any questions or anything about the motor fuel tax claims?
No.
We need.
Yeah, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next thing on the agenda is our county engineer's report.
Good morning, everyone. As we've talked about here in the Highway Committee meetings over the last few years, I've been honored to move my way through the ranks of the National Association of County Engineers. And in April of this year, at the national meeting in Alabama, I was moved to the rank of president of the National Association of County Engineers. And so it's kind of tradition that the executive director from NACE comes and just gives the people that we work for in our real job that pays us, because NACE doesn't pay us. It pays him, but it doesn't pay me. But he just is going to come and do a quick NACE overview and make a couple of comments to the Highway Committee. So I would welcome Kevin Stone to stand up and
sure.
You can do whatever you want to, buddy.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Chairwoman Colbert, congratulations on your many years of service. This is a much cooler vibe than the last one I went. Last time I did this last year, the meeting took place in a courtroom. So this is a much friendlier vibe. And I'm sincerely glad that I had the opportunity to share this moment with you, your friends and colleagues, and family that have come out today. So thank you very much for allowing me to be part of that. And I will not take up too much of anyone's time. Nobody wants to hear from the suit in Washington any more than they have to. But I did want to quickly introduce myself, introduce NACE extremely quickly, and kind of talk about what's going to go on this year. As Jeff put it, he's been elected the president of the National Association of County Engineers, and he's served on the executive committee of NACE for 7 years now, I believe, 7 or 8 years. And quite frankly, on behalf of the association, we'd like to thank you, for allowing him to help us, and that's what he's done. Without going too much into the minutiae of Washington, there's all sorts of new monies that are available for infrastructure projects that counties can apply for directly. And it's the sincere truth when I tell you the advocacy that Jeff has been a part of is a direct reason for that. It's not a coincidence by any means. And so we're very grateful for that. We're grateful for you this year allowing him to be out of the office maybe a little more than usual as he travels to our numerous state association meetings throughout the country. And I just wanted to extend I'd like to extend any assistance I can provide to this committee throughout the year. If there's anything you need, whether it be federal agency-wise or just some questions on infrastructure, feel free to please use me as a resource. I'm happy to do so. Jeff is, I don't need to tell anybody in this room, Jeff is an awesome leader. I thought about putting my resume out online, but I'm gonna give it a, I'm gonna give it a whirl. But jokes aside, it's very important that you know how important Jeff is to us and how important you are to me. For allowing us to have them, if you will, for the past many years. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. Didn't want to take up too much of your time, but again, congratulations, Chairwoman Tord, on a tremendous career. Thank you to the Highway and Transportation Committee for allowing me a few moments. I'm happy to answer any questions if there really are any, but Jeff, obviously we're looking forward to working with Jeff this year, and trust me when I tell you, you've got one of, if not the best, county engineer in the country.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. And without Kevin's guidance, we wouldn't be as successful as we were as a national association, because Illinois, as Kevin knows, every county engineer in the state of Illinois is part of the National Association of County Engineers. We're 3,000 members strong across the country. We have an office at the NACO headquarters in Washington, D.C., and that's where we do some office work. A lot of it is remote now, as we're all growing into that kind of work style. But it's a great association, great advocacy. We do great things as far as teaching county engineers. And you don't have to be a county engineer to be a part of the National Association. You can be a road foreman. You can be, you know, anything. A lot of states don't have county engineers. They have highway commissioners. They have foremen, or they have, you know, whatever other name they give to the people that run the roads. So we represent everybody from coast to coast at the National Association of County Engineers. And it's just a wonderful organization to be a part of. It's, you know, as I think about working for the county, this is my county family, but NACE is my extended family throughout the country. And it's just great to work with those folks and make so many great relationships and friends while you're doing it. That is really the pleasure for me of being the president, is being able to meet and greet and talk to all the people all over the country about what's going on the county highway systems and roads throughout the country. So it's truly an honor to be president. I'm looking forward to the year with Kevin. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. All right. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. So we will move on with the regular agenda, as you will. We have item number 9, which is a petition requesting and a resolution approving appropriation of funds for Rantoul and Stanton Townships. This is a bridge that is actually on the township line, so both townships participate in their portion of the funding. So we have the petition there for the funding, and we have a resolution appropriating the funds for the replacement of the deck. There's a number of bridges on here, five, as you can see there, where the decks have failed on these bridges. We found these through all of our inspection processes, and we're proposing to replace the decks on these bridges. So I'd ask for your approval of the petition resolution for Rantoul and Stanton Townships.
So moved, Michaels.
Open for discussion.
Real quick, Jeff, there seems to be a lot of them out in the rural area there. This isn't going to close anything down for any length of time, is it?
Probably a couple months.
Okay.
I would assume all these bridges are deck replacements, so what they got to do is pull the old deck off. They might have to do some concrete work around the abutments to make sure that the new decks meet the elevations of the roadway. They'll do some riprap work along the edges to secure and protect the abutments and the piling. And then they'll put the new deck back on, rework the roadway so that it fits, and they'll be gone. So I'm thinking, you know, two months is probably as long as any one of these bridges would be closed to do the work.
So it'll be done before harvest?
I can't swear by that.
Okay, thanks.
These bridges are to be bid in 2024. So we're right now starting the engineering process for these. Depending on whether or not we can get federal funds, sometimes the funds tell us when we can actually do the work. We'll try to do them during the times that school's not in session and when the farmers aren't in the fields. But that's always kind of a tricky situation because, as you know, when we bid bridges, we have two bidders typically anymore. And obviously, when you only have two bidders, they got a lot of work to do, not only for us, but for other counties and the state. So they have to slot it into their time. And if their time is more used on 57 and 74 because there's 40,000 vehicles going across that, we may not get these bridges done at the exact right time that we would like to get them done, but we will sure try.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
And thank goodness for our road system. It's only a mile around.
Yeah.
So we do have a good road system to get around these bridges out in the country. Next one is item 10, similar petition resolution requesting funds for Ayers Township. This is down by Broadlands, another bridge where the deck is needing to be replaced. So I'd ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Taylor.
Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Item number 11, similar petition and resolution for Ogden Township, and item 12 is also Ogden Township. So if you'd like, we could take those in one omnibus motion to replace the decks, or start the process to replace the decks on those two bridges, Madam Chair.
Okay, Mayor. I need a motion.
So moved, Straub.
Second.
Sexton.
Okay, now it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Moving on to 13, similar petition resolution from Ludlow Township to replace a deck on a township bridge in Ludlow. You see there it's south and west of Ludlow on 3400 North. Another bridge deck replacement. I would ask for your approval.
So moved, Michaels.
Second. Sexton.
It's our area.
That's why we're jumping.
Okay.
We move in second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
So that's the five bridges we'll be doing next summer in the township areas, and three of them will be funded with federal funds. Two of them will be either township bridge funds or local funds. So we're going to move on to the summer in Urbana Township. As you recall, there were some members of the community in here some time ago, and we were redoing the bridge on High Cross Road, and they spoke of flooding action that's happening north of the bridge up near Airport Road. We did go ahead and make the culvert down by the bridge larger to receive the appropriate amount of water, and this is actually redoing the culvert at the intersection of Airport Road and High Cross, taking out the old rusted CMPs and putting it in a 5x3x70-foot box culvert to be able to take the water and hopefully alleviate the flooding that is happening out there. So I'd ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Pugh.
Open for discussion.
Jeff, I just went down there yesterday. That's been blocked off for a long, long time. Do you have any kind of estimate or?
It was open for a while.
Yeah. Yes.
During the winter.
Now it's closed again.
And so they had to come back in and do the asphalt work. Mm-hmm. Now the deck has to be ground to make it smooth. Then they have to groove the deck, and then they have to spray the sealant on the deck. So we got three more days of work. Okay. And before we open it up, and we've been getting complaints. I've got John has answered multiple complaints from the Apple Dumplings. We're trying to get it done as fast as we can, but by the middle of next week it will be open, and it'll be open for good.
Okay, great.
Right.
Okay.
And I know the residents in that area would be very happy, because I mean it's a lot when there's construction going
right.
on, and everyone has to change their route and travel. So
yep. MTD included,
right.
they've had to
yesterday.
Go around.
Yeah.
So
good news.
It's been a process, but.
Yep.
That bridge was literally ready to fall over.
Right.
When the contractor grabbed a hold of the piers to take them, they literally popped.
Oh, wow. God.
Out of the street.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, as bad as it's been to get it done, it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been down in that area, it's such tight quarters. I knew we were
right.
going to have a difficulty trying to get this bridge constructed, but I think the ultimate end product everybody's going to be happy with
yes.
and it's going to be there for 75 years.
Right.
And the next generation won't have to worry about being rerouted around the bridge.
Good. Because the other thing that I think has been really good is the landscaping's actually been kept intact.
Yes.
You haven't taken any of the extra
no.
area out
no,
of there,
we riprapped
which is
that entire
unusual.
Ditch. The township, we worked with the township to riprap the entire ditch along the west side because it was eroding before.
Right.
And redug it and reshaped it.
Okay.
And
it's nice.
Overall, we've done a lot more than just a bridge project here. We've done a lot of things to make a lot of things better. Now, let me say that when they put this box culvert in, that road will be closed for a few days to do that. So we're going to upset the apple cart again.
Yeah.
But it's to be the township out there doing that, it should be
okay.
more than a couple of days. And High Cross would probably be open, but Airport would have to be closed because
that's
people
right.
crossing across that. So we're trying. We're trying to give them the best product we can possibly give them when we walk away.
Oh, a couple of days. They won't mind.
Yeah, no, they won't mind.
Since last year.
What'd you say, since last year?
Did we vote
year?
On that?
No, we
didn't.
Yeah.
No, we didn't vote on that.
Not yet.
It's been closed
no.
a long time.
Okay. Yeah, I know. A couple of more days won't hurt.
Any other questions? All right, we need to take a vote, Madam Chair.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right, we have one more petition and resolution for Crittenden Township. See there, it's just north of Bongard. I'm sure everybody in this room knows where Bongard is. We're replacing an existing 30-inch and 18-inch pipes that are laying side by side with a 4-foot by 3-foot concrete box culvert. Those pipes are in deteriorated shape, and the township has petitioned us to do that work. So we'll buy the culverts, and they will do the work of putting them in. So I would ask for your approval of that, please.
So moved, Michaels.
Second, Carter.
Open for discussion.
Trying to be quiet.
I'm waiting. We all did.
Any discussion?
No, ma'am.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And since this is a very bridge-heavy agenda, we have one more vote on. So the County Road 6 bridge, which the steel underneath the bridge is deteriorated to the point where we have to rehab the steel. The deck is shot. It's south of Seymour there, just north of Monticello Road. We're going to have a bid opening on June 1st to do that work this summer. Because of the fact that steel in particular is hard to come by, we'd like to get that contract awarded as quickly as possible. So I'm asking for your authority to go ahead and award that contract as long as it's in the best interest of the public to do so. So I'd ask for your approval of that resolution.
So moved, Straub.
Or second.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Okay, any other business for the committee? Seeing none, there's no chair's report. And the designated item to be placed on the consent agenda is 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16.
Yep, you got it.
Anything else to come before the committee?
No.
If not, we are done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay!